As legislators move back to Juneau for the 90-day session that gets underway next week, members are preparing themselves to spend a lot of attention on oil taxes, particularly Governor Parnell's desire to lower the state's share of profits from the current level. After narrowly passing the House during last year's session, the bill will begin in the Senate, where members will have to decide what to believe in the swirl of information and opinions surrounding the issue. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Governor Parnell has put the entire weight of his office behind House Bill 110. That's the plan that's estimated to cut oil company taxes by about $2 billion a year. In return, the administration hopes to see more industry emphasis on exploration and production that would get more North Slope oil to market. There's been no shortage of input in the past year, but the one unchallenged point is that now, the Trans-Alaska Pipeline System is operating at only about a third of its potential. And with worries about the pipeline not having enough oil even to keep it open, the governor says lower taxes would help fill it up again. The major oil companies have so far been vague in a commitment to fulfill the governor's goal of increased production, but BP has now directly linked the tax cut with specific developments. Steve Reinhardt is the company's spokesman in Alaska. He says a meaningful tax change will bring increased investment in the state.
And we have named specific projects that we think will result. You know, one of those is the proposed iPad development. I think that would be the biggest production pad of Prudhoe Bay, with about 50 wells and about an 80 million barrel target. You know, we want to move forward on these kinds of projects. But the economic environment here has to allow that to happen.
The most recent issue that lawmakers have to work through is conflicting estimates of the point at which the pipeline will have to close. BP, which owns the largest share of the pipeline, has issued two estimates of when it would reach its shutdown point. And those estimates are raising doubts. Senator Hollis French, Democrat from Anchorage, says one claim came in court proceedings that showed the pipeline couldn't operate if daily oil flow dropped below 300,000 barrels a day. That would reduce also its taxable value. The other claim told the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission that it could operate with as little as 135,000 barrels a day, a much longer expectation of life that would increase stock value. French says that's the problem that comes up when someone tells two different things to different people.
If that were your neighbor telling you two different things back to back, you wouldn't trust that neighbor anymore. And if it were a big company called BP, you have a hard time trusting that company. When they can tell the SEC, oh, the pipeline's good to 135,000, and they can turn around and tell a state judge, no, the pipeline's only good to 300,000. That's two very different answers to the exact same question.
He says the issue affects the credibility of any promises or claims made by BP. Reinhart points out that the court has not accused the company of giving any false information about the low flow reports and blames a legal error in its not being a part of the tax record, adding that the lowball report was considered by the court. He says none of the options in either estimate are good.
As a practical matter, serious engineering and operational challenges arise as flow drops, and those challenges just get worse as it heads toward 300,000 barrels a day. And nobody should want flow to go anywhere near that low.
Deputy Revenue Commissioner Bruce Tangeman says the administration is looking beyond the different lifespan estimates. He says there's little argument that the state is losing money, and the goal is to get more oil in the pipeline. He says other oil sources in the U.S. are seeing increases in production. Alaska's in the middle of a trend downward, and the governor wants to see that turned around while oil prices are still high. Tangeman says the state is not competitive right now.
The bottom line is nobody's saying that we're running out of a resource. Everybody agrees, no matter what side of the debate you're coming from, that we still have significant resources up there. So what the urgency is, the window's open right now with significant oil prices, and we're not taking advantage of it.
He says people in Alaska, Texas, North Dakota, and Alberta, where he's been recently, are all talking about pipeline issues. The only difference is that elsewhere, companies are looking for ways to build more pipelines. In Alaska, he says, they're talking about doomsday scenarios. The issue will be at the top of priorities during the session that begins next week. French says the Senate Resources Committee, of which he is a member, plans a major rewrite of the governor's plan. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.